are the advantages of being an MVP. Welcome to a new episode of the Get Shit Done in IT podcast. My name is Michael Seidel, and the second episode of three is about what are the advantages of being an MVP. We had it in the last episode of how to become an MVP. So we have a three episode topic spanning about over three episodes, and we are now in the middle, and we talk about about the advantages of being an MVP. So the first one is, maybe that's a little bit more related to my passion or as a speaker, to be honest, but I see it also from others. So the first one is that I think that it's much, much easier to be accepted as a speaker on conferences as an active MVP. Okay. So MVP, and now I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about the MVPs. MVP might stand for a profession. MVP might stand for specific acceptance, specific, some kind of quality. And of course, all those people who are arranging those tech conferences are interested on having MVPs because they might sell some more tickets. They might sell some more sponsorships, and they might attract some more attendees. So as an active MVP, in my opinion, but I think it's really the fact I haven't done any conference. I haven't been an active participant, an active staff member of a conference. So I don't know exactly what's in the back and how conferences is arranged and everything. When you see those tech conferences and they do the advertising and see, oh, we have that amount of MVPs, or we have this MVP about that topic and whatever. So that might be a factor that they hope to sell more tickets, to sell more sponsorships and everything. So if you're an active MVP, it might be, or it is, in my opinion, definitely easier to be accepted as a speaker. And maybe some background information. We as an MVP, or we as tech speaker, we are not automatically invited for, I don't know how many sessions and conferences, to be a speaker. We have to write a proposal. It's called call for speaker, call for papers. So we have to think about what kind of topic we want to talk. We have to think about the title, the description, how difficult it is, maybe prepare the sessions before and everything, and presentation. So we have to write a proposal. And then we might be accepted or we might not be accepted. Okay. So there is no automation that every MVP is just on every conference. No, we have to apply to speak. And that's what I think is easier as an MVP, that you will be accepted for specific sessions or for specific conferences. And that's what I like, for example, because I like to do speaking and tech conferences and the traveling and everything. So that's maybe, I think, a big advantage that I get a lot of speaking slots as an active MVP. The second one is a lot of goodies or other things. And maybe here's maybe some wrong opinions in the community or out in the IT community. And I want really to say it loud and clear, but mostly clear. MVPs does not, and I repeat, we do not get any money from Microsoft or anyone else as an MVP. Okay. So we do this for the joy of the community, because we love to work with the community. Of course, we might also love to be an MVP. Yeah. But mostly everyone loves to do the community work. Is it speaking? Is it book writing? Is it blog posting? Whatever. So I repeat it one more. An MVP does not get any money from Microsoft or other companies. Everything is done on the patience and love for the community. So the only goodies we get is maybe some hoodies, maybe some sweaters with the MVP badge on it. I got a backpack 10 years ago, and unfortunately it's now broken, I think a few months ago, and now I'm really sad, because I really love those backpacks. But that's the only thing. We get some merchandise, some swags, okay? I got an MVP coffee mug 2 years ago. And funny thing, sometimes we have to pay for this, but we have access to it. Okay. But different topic. From the Microsoft side directly, what we get is a little amount of Azure credits per month. But those are very, no complaining, but just to be honest, it is very low. So it's not about I can run my Azure environment for my company for free. No, it's about, I think, $100 per month. It's only, it's defined to be for us to test something, to have an environment to talk about and everything. So that's the idea. So we don't get the money, we just get some Azure credits. We get some E3 licenses, but for the same to test and see and talk about. And I think that's it from the Microsoft side. I think you get some GitHub license, GitHub Pro license, I think, but I'm not sure. But also for the same to test, to see, and to, it's nothing to where you really can save money. Yeah. So no worries. We are not having any licenses for free. Okay. It's just for testing and to work with those products a little bit, but it's not to have anything for free. And also other companies, Microsoft related companies, give away some test licenses for free for active MVPs. So for example, I'm using Exclaimer, that's putting the signature automatically on your emails, on your outbound emails. And as an active MVP, you get some licenses for this. And of course, we at Automator give away a free license for active MVPs. And of course, the idea of those companies is that the MVPs talk about, write blog posts and everything, or use it and demos and whatever. Okay. So that's a win-win situation. But once again, we don't get anything for free. We don't save any money. It's just about testing different products. Okay. That's the goodies we get from Microsoft, from third party companies, and some goodies, as I said, coffee mugs, something like this. And once again, and I can't repeat it too often, we don't get any money from Microsoft. There is no money from Microsoft for this. We do this on our own expense, at our free time, on our own expense, on our own money, and just we love it. That's it. Okay. And the third big advantage is business-wide. MVPs can, no. Don't get me wrong. Just added this point because it maybe affects me as I have my own company. I work with Microsoft product. I sell my product. I sell my consulting. So that's the reason I wanted to add this point. For all those who want to be an MVP because they now can have more business. No, that's not. That's definitely not the case. If now there are MVPs out there who disagree with me, let me know. Maybe I'm too stupid to do it. But the MVP title has no advantage when it comes to business side. Okay? You can't double or triple your hourly rate. There is no automatic lead inbound magnet as an active MVP. No. I'm doing consulting since, I think, 25 years right now. Yes, I'm that old. Be an active MVP since nearly 10 years. I think I had 3 or 4 customers in that time being an MVP who actively noticed that I am an MVP. At least they noticed it. But I think it's around 0% who decided to work with me only because they see that I am an MVP. 0. So as I said, if there is an MVP out there who disagrees with that, let me know. Maybe I'm just too stupid to use it. That's fine. But at least I talk with other MVPs and what I see and heard from them, there is no advantage when it comes to business side. Okay. For all those guys out there who wants to be an MVP because they can triple and double and triple their hourly rate and their product or consulting is now selling automatically, I have to disappoint you. It's not. Okay. So the advantages as what I see that, and there might be a lot of more, but when I see the time, we are also again over 10 minutes right now. So what I see as an advantage is, of course, the speaking, that you get an easier speaking slot, that you get some goodies. And maybe something very important I haven't mentioned yet is that you are allowed to travel to the MVP Summit once a year. So that's a conference from Microsoft arranged where all MVPs coming to Seattle to talk to the product groups, to get sessions from the product groups, but on their own expense. So Microsoft is not flying us in first class. Don't be jealous. No need to be jealous. They are arranging the conference. They give us the possibility to talk to the product group directly. We also can do this during the year. But we have to pay the hotel. We have to pay the flight. We have to stay out of our business for that week. So that's it. Yes, it's a big advantage to talk to the product groups. Don't get me wrong. But there is no money directly or indirectly from Microsoft for anything. Okay? We have to pay for our own, we have to pay the hotel, the flights, everything. And maybe one business-related advantage is that you have access to the product groups where you are in. So in my case, I'm a Graph API. Now it's a little bit directional Copilot and PowerShell and formerly System Center. So I had a direct contact. Now we have a direct Teams channel with the product group. So we can ask them questions. It shouldn't be much, and of course, no stupid questions or easy questions. But they're here to help and answer if we struggle with a very maybe bug or very tough topic. So, or we can ask in the name of the customer, maybe, what about this? What about that? And that's, I think, one of the biggest advantages that we have. And that's maybe business related, but that's also depends on the product team, on the product team lead, on the relationship you have. There is no guarantee that we get an answer. We have the persons, we can write them on Teams, also via email, and they will get a different flag as an active MVP, but there is no guarantee, there is no SLA, whatever, that you get an answer. But we have a line to say to the product group, and that's, from the business perspective, is a very big advantage. Okay, so maybe that one was very important. Nearly had forgotten it, but good. And the last one is, yeah, we get some MVP swag. That's nice. And one more time, to make it really clear, we do not get any money from Microsoft. Okay? We just love community work. We get the title and we just love the community work. And we get some goodies and some stuff, but definitely no money and no other monetary, I hope that's a good English, advantage in any kind of way. So no direct or indirect money from Microsoft or anyone else. No. Okay? So, second part is done. I wish you a nice weekend. I wish you a nice Monday. I wish you a nice week. Stay productive and see you next time. Bye-bye.
If you enjoy this podcast, if it brings you joy, provides value, and you perhaps even listen to it on a regular basis, then I have a request for you today. I need your support to help the podcast grow and reach more people. What you can do is very simple. Subscribe to it on your preferred platform, leave me a comment, a rating if you liked an episode, and share it on social media. I want to reach every IT professional out there and help them better organize themselves. And I'm extremely grateful if you help me with this.